Good morning. I'm doing pretty well with that weather forecast.
Yeah, you can't beat that.
That's not bad.
So how was your Thanksgiving?
Oh, Thanksgiving was fantastic. I got to spend it with family and just had the nice traditional Thanksgiving. And then, of course, you know, watching football on TV and all that stuff. So Thanksgiving's always been one of my favorite holidays.
Did you have home court advantage, or were you on the road traveling with the rest of them?
No, I was on the road. We travel out to my parents over in the Cincinnati area and spend some time over there. So a couple of days over there and a couple of days at home. It was a good time.
How was the traffic when you were out and about?
Well, I left on Wednesday in the afternoon. I wanted to leave in the morning, but I ended up not getting on the road till the afternoon. And of course, that's the busiest travel day of the year. And I definitely felt that it took an extra hour to get where I was going. So I think everybody else had some of those same problems. But that's past us. We don't have to worry about that for another year until the busiest travel day hits again.
No,
yeah,
I have
that is, but it is the truth. We realize this when we're going. So, and fortunately, Cincinnati's not that far. So,
It's not that far.
Now, when you travel, are you just annoyed the entire time, or just most of the time?
My wife would tell you I'm annoyed the entire time.
Okay,
yeah, she would definitely say that. I personally don't feel that I'm annoyed the entire time, but she would definitely point that out as she gives me dirty looks a few times as I may mumble things under my breath.
Well, because you're arresting every third person that you see. I know that. I can just,
absolutely.
It's a constant violation. Life is a constant violation. But yeah, hopefully you guys had a boring weekend. I know you probably don't have all the numbers quote unquote in front of you, but we try to warn everybody. The last time we talked, we try to remind everybody to be good neighbors, turn your lights on, do whatever during the
remember
the
to lock your
season.
Doors.
Yeah, and all that stuff. Right. Any preliminary? The paper has seemed to be pretty quiet, and that's really the only judge I have. Tell me if I'm wrong.
Well, as far as the Lock It or Lose It campaign, we're really going to see that this week. That's really going to kick off yesterday morning, yesterday during the day, and we'll start seeing it today when all these people come back into town after their vacations and they start giving us a call, and that's when we'll start seeing all those things trickle in with regards to the number or amount of burglaries and theft from vehicles we might have had over the holidays. As far as the other types of crimes, it stayed fairly consistent for us. Unfortunately, anytime we look at the holidays like Thanksgiving or Christmas, where you put family members together for a while, we tend to end up with some issues or problems that pop up there. So that's not uncommon for us, and it was pretty typical in those regards. But hopefully we'll have been able to get the word out and had a lot of things locked up, and hopefully we won't have too many issues or too many victims early this week. But generally we see those numbers trickle in over the next 3 or 4 days.
Well, that makes sense, because people get back late last night and don't figure out perhaps something until they're moving around on a Monday, and today is Monday, Cyber Monday. People just have to be smart, right? And there's not a lot of stuff the police can help out with.
I was going to say, what do you have to do, if anything, if people have an issue with their computer ordering, that sort of thing? Can you do anything from Bloomington, Indiana?
It definitely varies, and it depends on the exact specificities of what actually happened. For the most part, though, no, there's not a lot we can do. If someone is, if you're buying items from some of those specialty stores or item shops, in which, so like one of those buy online shops or something like that, you never know where those people are from or if you're actually going to ever get that item delivered. And those are always something to be careful of. As far as getting passwords hacked and credit cards stolen and those types of things, we see a lot of those crimes come out of Eastern Europe. And while we will take some of the information about the crime, there's literally nothing we can do with that, except maybe pass some of that information on to some federal agencies. And rarely is there anything that they could do. So you have to be very, very careful, which actually pushes me back to, you know what, we've lost the art of getting out, going in our community and shopping local. And I think that that's what people ought to do. There's a lot of these great shops in town where people are selling some fantastic items, things you can't find online. So get off the couch, get in the car, or get on your bicycle, or walk downtown in this wonderful weather. go to some of those local shops and find all the Christmas presents you need, and you don't have to worry about any of those someone from Eastern Europe stealing your credit card numbers.
Captain Steve Kellums from the Bloomington Police Department is our guest this morning. And we can remind people during the shopping season as well, it's probably not great to leave 10 bags in the front seat of your car or your purse or your cell phone or whatever it could be, because opportunists knock, and they usually knock on unlocked doors and stuff in plain view.
You know, it's some of those basic safety tips we've always talked about, but you need to remember, with all the things going on and all the shopping taking place this time of year, to definitely be extra careful. If you're at the malls or if you're at any of these places in which there's a lot of people coming and going, a lot of cars parked, make sure that you're taking any packages, purses, computers, laptops, tablets, put those in your trunk and lock everything up. If they don't see it inside the car, they're not likely going to try to break in. Their first try is going to be to see if the door is unlocked. And the only time they're going to break windows out is when there's some obvious, very good items in there that they can steal. So if you hide all those things, then they're not going to be likely to do that. And the other thing to remember is leaving those packages on the front of your house. People are getting a lot of things delivered, as we just talked about. It's the busiest time of year for UPS and FedEx as well, and they're dropping those items off at people's front doors. And if you're leaving them there for long periods of time, we know that criminals take advantage of that. They'll drive around, they'll look for packages sitting on front doors, and they'll just walk up and take those off the front porches. So work with those companies. A lot of them have features in which you can ask them to drop off at certain times. You can go pick them up at the shipping locations, as well as having them drop off in certain locations of the house. So if you've got a back porch or something not visible, a lot of times they'll do that for you if you just call and ask.
Interesting. I didn't know you could request where it's dropped off.
Yeah, a lot of the places. Well, and for those of you that order a lot online, you probably know your UPS driver, and he's more than happy to help out by putting them at different locations.
Well, and I don't know about some
of
the other...
Put it in my empty recycling bin. Yeah. Nobody will look there.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know, but I mean, I allow my employees, actually, if they want to deliver stuff to our shop.
Very smart.
Because, I mean, I don't want them to have their things stolen. I mean, you know, we're there all day long, and I would hope there are some other businesses that would equally issue. I mean, you could ask. I think you'd find that a lot of employers would be like, hey, you know, we're getting stuff delivered anyway. What's the big deal? You know, so.
And you people and you people that work at home and are looking to pick up some extra holiday monies, why don't you, I'm going to have my own drop ship warehouse. I'll have it sent to my place.
And again, this is where I go back
trusted person in the community.
Well, this is where I go back to saying, get to know your neighbors. And you might be surprised.
Right.
Somebody might be retired. They're home a lot, and they wouldn't mind having it delivered to their house instead.
It's amazing what a plate of cookies or a six-pack can do in this world, isn't it?
It is amazing.
So. Captain Steve Kellums from the Bloomington Police Department is our guest this morning. And as we turn through the Thanksgiving holiday and head for home, these next couple weeks obviously are... I don't want to say busy in the sense, but there's going to be busy because the weather at some point is going to change. And when it changes, it seems to change a little dramatically at this time of year. Do you guys have any tips at your website or Facebook or anything else for, I'm a preventative medicine kind of guy. I don't want to tell everybody about this when we got 2 inches of snow on the ground. I'd rather point them in the direction beforehand to make sure we're a little bit safe.
You know, that's a great question. There's a lot of things online, and you will be seeing some stuff come out through our Facebook page of just some of those winter weather tips, particularly about traveling as we get closer to Christmas. And we know we're going to have all those people back out on the road again. We're also going to see that, as you said, we'll eventually probably have to pay the price for this wonderful weather, which means lots of snow or bad weather. And we want to make sure that people are safe that way. So you'll see some of those basic tips, some of those items to keep in your car and store in your car for when you're traveling, things like that we will be putting up so that people can keep an eye out for that. But very simple things like making sure your phone battery is charged, making sure that you have enough gas in the car. And then you can add in little things like the kitty litter and maybe the small shovels, blankets, things like that you can always store in those nooks and crannies of your car. So in the event you do have a slide off or that there's an issue where you can't get the car moving again, you'll be safe during that period of time. So little tips like that, you'll see that coming out of our Facebook, particularly as we get closer to Christmas time.
And I will tell you something, seeing some of the young people that like work for me and so forth, you just gave some people in the community great ideas for Christmas presents.
There you go. Who doesn't want kitty litter?
There you go.
Well, I mean, how about a little car safety kit?
There you go.
cars, you know, that what a great present for that young person who's maybe got their car for the first time, doesn't, you know, really hasn't really quite gotten it yet, that they need to have those kind of things. I think that's a whole list of things like that. You could put that on your Facebook page and suggest it for Christmas.
I figure if we keep talking about all the wonderful bad weather we're going to have, it will never show up. Because usually when you're prepared for everything, it never.
But, you know, that whole thing of having a flashlight in the car with working batteries and maybe, you know, in case you break down on the side of the road, all those things, you still need those.
I was traveling back from the city up on I-65 on Saturday after a sporting event that did not go our way, and there was a stretch of highway on, I believe we went back 231, that didn't have anything of cellular service. So don't just assume your phone's going to be able to
for sure
help you out there, right, or anything else, because it's not always that. So, yes, we'll be looking forward to those safety tips. Now, Coffee with a Cop, do we have another one before the end of the year? Is that in the works right now?
You know, we will have one more before the end of the year.
Well, you got to do Coffee with a Cop and Santa Claus. You got to involve Santa at some point in this, don't you?
We've got to involve Santa somehow. We've got to have some kind of Christmas Coffee with a Cop. But Sergeant Pam Gladish does a lot of those planning for me, and she just talked to me last week about that, and I cannot remember exactly where we were going to go.
Well, that's all right. You'll have breaking news for us.
That's why you keep track of our Facebook page. You bet. That's just a reason to keep looking us up online and keep coming back to our Facebook page.
I have a place that the Elf on the Shelf has to show up. He can come over to the Tailored Fit when you guys have your guys come in for their alterations. So you tell them
to
bring it.
Great.
Tell them to bring it in, and we'll get a picture at the Tailored Fit because he's adorable.
Okay.
Bring the Elf, bring the Shelf, bring it all. And when we talk to you coming up on the 11th, then we'll have all the details. We'll get our big Christmas preview put together and all of that. Hopefully you had too much turkey. Hopefully you had too much football. Hopefully you had plenty of cheer. And you should be tired like the rest of us on a Monday morning trying to get back to work.
That's right. Yeah, you know, it is Monday morning. So you guys always have me on the best morning, but it's a great way to get the week kicked off.
It is. Yeah. It gives you something good. It's a positive, let's get this thing going. It's something to rock and roll. And we always thank you for your time, my friend. Thank you.
Well, thank you.